From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The price of oil today bounced up 0.8% this morning, but it's still down at a near five-year low, meaning oil companies are slashing their spending. Indeed, ConocoPhillips said it's cutting its spending by 20% next year and will slow activity in U.S. shale oil and gas exploration. BP is expected to announce layoffs tomorrow. We've been covering how low oil prices are a boon for drivers and people heating their homes this winter. But today, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at what could happen to oil company employees.
There's simply an oversupply of oil right now. Too much supply means prices fall, and when prices fall, oil companies have to cut back.
It's a shock to a lot of people because they really went all in, and I think that they were hoping for a big next year or two.
Jeffrey Grossman is the president of BRG Brokerage.
Now suddenly it's, if this price doesn't go up, I'm spending $75 to pull something up that I can only get $65. That's not a trade you want to make.
With prices this low, Torben Schues, chief oil analyst at Norway's DNB Markets, says companies have a few options. Cutting jobs, for one, and he expects more companies to follow ConocoPhillips, slashing spending and investments on new projects.
Some of them will also probably borrow more money. Some also might even touch the dividends, but that will be seen as very negative by the investors and the shareholders.
Which means, Schues says, companies would likely cut those payments to shareholders only as a last resort. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.